Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com, right, Bill?
Right.
And that's one place you can find it.
NFIB.org.
And okay, I think you can go get there either way.
Yeah.
And also, your own website is smallbus.org.
Right.
Smallbiz, but bus.org.
Yeah.
That's where they can find the survey there too, can't they?
Right. Our last 12 reports are there, monthly reports.
And Bill has been gracious enough to allow us to post this report every month on our site, which we do, and we're glad to have that. Bill, thanks again for the outstanding work that you do. Folks, two of the things that you cover in your report, I want to talk about in the time we have remaining. One is the hiring, the labor story. A year and a half ago, when in the fourth quarter of 2008, when people were firing people like it was popular or something. I said then, Bill, this is too far. People are going too far. They're overreacting. This is a panic bloodletting of the roles, the ranks of our businesses. And I said that then. I believed it then. I still think that they did that. What do you think?
I agree with that. I think that indeed happened. When the consumer didn't show up in the fourth quarter of 2008, so consumer spending really crashed. And, of course, that meant the savings rate went up from like 1% to 5%. We had to cut costs, and about 80% of our costs are labor costs.
But, Bill, a lot of it wasn't just the cutting costs. It was also worried about – I mean, the panic – I'm not saying the panic wasn't somewhat justified, but we still didn't know if TARP was going to – TARP was going to work or not or hurt.
Sure. Yeah.
We still didn't know what was going to be the reverberation of AIG, and we had a new administration coming. I mean, there was a lot of frightening things going on, and I'm not blaming people for over-firing, but I just think that they did.
Yeah, that's uncertainty. When you're uncertain, you become more cautious, and that would be another word for that is overdoing it.
Yeah.
Since you don't know how long the recession's going to last, you don't know how deep it's going to be. You don't know what kind of crazy policies are going to come out of Washington, then you have to be very, very cautious. And very cautious means, you cut much more than you might have in a different environment. And
so now we have this high unemployment that's being – it's hard to bring down because the economy is coming slowly out of recession.
Right.
And you have a jobless – recovery scenario on top of that, don't you?
Right. It's a subpar recovery. I mean, if you look at go back to 1983, which is the first year after the economy bottomed in the fourth quarter of 82, the growth rates in the next four quarters or the four quarters of 83 were 5% in GDP, 8%, 9%, 8%. Now, we're running at 3, and we don't expect it to even be any better than that for the rest of the year. So we're way below where you should be coming out of a recession. And one reason is that our half of the economy, we do half of the GDP in the small business sector, our half is not contributing. We're not doing it.
We're not growing.
Right. So GDP growth is going to be very weak until
very little has been done by the government to either get out of our way or help us.
A lot of talk.
We've been mostly, if anything, we've been harmed by the anti-marketplace language that we've been receiving.
Yeah, we have. Well, it just creates more uncertainty.
Yeah.
And so, if they're going to raise taxes and they're going to mandate all this stuff on health care and they're going to do a cap and tax and they're going to do – you got to have resources available just to survive.
That doesn't make small business owners want to expand.
Right.
Bill, in the time we have left, about a minute, talk to us about inflation. Surely, with all the money that's being printed globally, with all the sovereign debt problems in Europe and our issues here – surely inflation is in our future. What do you think?
Well, it could be. Again, all that money, we have a trillion or so of so-called excess reserves sitting at the Federal Reserve. That's dollars that banks could lend out but haven't lent out. Our little bank has that same thing. We'd like to lend it out because we're only getting 0.25%. But the money supply doesn't start growing until somebody comes in and borrows the money and then spends it, and that check gets deposited – and another bank and so on. Then the money multiplier starts. That's when the trouble starts. And
our concern with the Fed, isn't happening yet.
Yeah, our concern with the Fed is that they won't pull back that liquidity that they've created fast enough.
Right.
And, of course, now we worry about it globally as well.
Which is what they did in the last decade, right?
Yeah, they tried. Well, they didn't. Yeah, I mean,
they left the money open.
Right. We had low rates under Greenspan too long, and now it looks like we're committed to the same misguided policy.
That's one of the things we're going to get you to help us watch in the future. This is what you said. We're going to get you to give us help us keep up with this inflation thing. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you next time. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of the smartest guys in our brain trust. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Lassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.